USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A vote for the new Speaker of the House is expected today on the Hill. House Democrat Whip Catherine Clark said the vote for Representative Jim Jordan will take place. While the GOP holds a slight majority in the House, only four votes can be lost for a Jordan win. A second vote took place after Jordan secured the nomination last Friday, with a total coming well short of 217 needed. But negotiations have been ongoing. The United States and Israel has announced a development plan that will provide humanitarian aid from contributing nations to civilians in Gaza. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken made the announcement in Tel Aviv yesterday, saying that it is critical that aid begins to arrive soon in Gaza. President Biden will be in Israel tomorrow to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. The Pentagon has informed 2,000 U.S. troops to be ready to deploy to the Middle East. The report comes as the United States sent a second carrier strike force group off the coast of Israel. The first carrier strike group arrived last week. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the carriers are meant to, quote, to deter hostile actions against Israel, end quote. The State Department says roughly 600 Americans remain in Gaza, not including American hostages. The Vatican's top representative in the Middle East says he's willing to trade places with Israeli children held hostage by the Palestinian militant group Hamas. Cardinal Pier Battista Pizzaballa, the Latin Patriarch of Jerusalem, said yesterday that he's willing to exchange anything to bring the children home. Palestinian terrorist Hamas murdered more than 1,400 people, according to the Israeli Defense Forces. Hamas claims to be holding nearly 200 people hostage. A judge issued a gag order against Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump in his federal election interference case. The order prohibits all parties from making statements about counsel Democrat Jack Smith and his staff and potential witnesses. USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses Oxy technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The Thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell, just like after a thunderstorm. The Thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's 3 units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number 3. Shipping is free.
SAG-AFTRA members have returned to the picket line following the breakdown of negotiations with Hollywood studios. Actors were demonstrating outside Disney Studios in Burbank, California yesterday. The actors want more money for streaming products and limited AI in the industry. The Senate Majority Leader wants Hamas wiped off the face of the earth.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says Hamas must be stopped once and for all.
The United States Senate will do everything possible to help Israel eliminate the threat that Hamas presents.
Speaking from the Senate floor Monday, Schumer underscored his efforts to advance legislation for the provision of vital military and humanitarian aid to Israel amidst the ongoing conflict with the Palestinian militant group. Schumer stressed that prioritizing support for Israel must be the foremost concern for Congress. I'm John Schaefer.
Ford's chairman Bill Ford is calling for the United Auto Workers to make a deal and end the angry and bitter talks. Ford yesterday warned the ongoing strike by the UAW threatens the future of the company and the American automotive industry. Last week, more than 8,000 workers walked off the job at the Ford plant in Louisville, Kentucky. The nationwide UAW strike against the Big Three automakers started on September 15th. Ford has laid off 930 employees since the strike began. General Motors, they've laid off 2,000 people. Lance Pry, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.